Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
That is correct.
Give me 1 second. Let me get you pulled up.
Okay.
And what's your first and last name?
Horace Peterson.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Here's the fun part. It's 1254 Old Shell Road, apartment 202, Mobile, Alabama, 36604.
Okay, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for earbuds, and you're saying that you never authorized these charges. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, do you have any earbuds?
I do not.
Okay. Have you contacted your bank or credit card company, or did you call us first?
I contacted them first. They told me to call you guys. So I'm calling. They said it was something about an enrollment or something, or some kind of some enrollment or something. And I said, I don't know what it is, but I'll call. And I contacted them first because on the email I got, the billing address is, my billing address is wrong. It has Mobile, Mississippi, and that's not even a real place. So.
Yeah, I see that. That's when you gave me that. It says that's your billing. So what is your shipping?
That's another thing. The shipping address that they have is my job. Like, it's not even a house. That's my job. It's 3635 14th Street. That's my job.
Mm.
Which is weird because it's in Mississippi. But I haven't lived at that address in a while, that billing address in Alabama in a while. So that's why I contacted my bank first, because I thought maybe they would have called it because it's Mobile, Mississippi, and that's not a real place. So.
Exactly. Oh my God, you got that right.
So.
Okay, now you're fine. So what we'll do, as long as you have not filed anything with them, they just told you to contact us first, we'll just go ahead and file with our company. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you no in your household place to order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the first claim.
I didn't. So, I mean, there's nobody in my household who would have been able to place. I don't even know where we would have placed this order at, in all honesty.
Okay.
So I have no, I'm like, I don't even know what company, I don't have no idea what company I'm talking to, no, you know, just being honest.
No, this is just a third party. You can sign up for these in lots of ways. It can come through a survey. It can come through an email, text, social media. It just depends.
Gotcha. I'm not on social media, and I rarely check emails. The only reason I checked this one was because I got the message to my, like, from my bank. I checked my bank account.
Oh, okay. 1 second. Give me 1 second. I'm just getting everything
Okay.
for you.
Take time.
What's your email? Thank you. What's your email address?
Excuse me. It's what the one you guys use is HPJR Jeff29@gmail.com.
And that's your email?
Yes.
All right, you can.
I have another one, but that's the one you guys use. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I said you can check that. You should see both of the refunds amount showing there. You'll get that refunded within 3 to 5 days back to your Visa card. Some reason, if you don't receive it, you can give us a call back. So everything has been canceled. Did they give you the cancellation number, or did you check it through your email as well?
I didn't get this is my first time talking to anybody besides the people who tried to connect me to you. Yeah. So I found out yesterday. I called yesterday. I guess I was too late. And then here we are now. So I haven't gotten anything. I just got the email yesterday saying thank you for your order. That's why I was confused. And it was like $80. And I was like, wait, what? I haven't ordered.
Yeah, I don't know why. So what happened when you called yesterday? Why would you have to call back?
It probably was too late. Yeah, I called. It was probably about 4 p.m.
Nobody answered the phone.
Yeah. It was kind of late. So I just figured I'd call back.
Oh, no. We're open 24 hours. We don't close.
Well, I did the call back thing, and then I didn't get a call back. So I just thought maybe you guys were closed. So.
No, nah, we don't ever shut down, fortunately.
Okay.
I know, it'd be a nice thing to shut it down, but we don't.
Well, it's good job security.
You got that right. Yeah, that's because you always need some people to work, I guess.
That's a fact.
All right, well, I'm glad we got you situated. So, like I said, check your Visa card. Because if you see it, first check with Visa. If Visa is saying they don't see it, then just call us back and say, hey, I'm checking the refund due to fraud. And they'll take a look at it for you, see what's going on.
Okay. Do I need a confirmation number or anything like that?
Yeah, I can give it to you.
Okay. You go ahead.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
That's for cancellation. Your number is going to be F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
655.
Mm-hmm.
02.
Mm-hmm.
B as in Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
D as in Dog.
Mm-hmm.
The number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter B as in Bravo.
Okay.
And so just keep that like I said, just in case you have to call back in and check on the refund.
Okay.
Then give them that number. It'll pull up the account for you.
Gotcha. Do I just call the number I call back today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll check that. And you say 3 to 5 days?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All righty. Well, hopefully I won't have to call back. But if I do have to, I'll call you guys back. I appreciate your help.
All right, you're so welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.